I'm WUWM's Angelina Mosier Salazar. Federal agents are headed to Milwaukee in the coming weeks, according to an announcement from the Trump administration. This comes after Governor Tony Evers explicitly asked the administration to not send agents to Milwaukee, stating in a letter that this is not a moment to double down and unnecessarily increase police presence, especially without invitation. The president has since stated that the move is a necessary anti-violent crime effort. Right now, it's unclear how many federal agents will be deployed to Milwaukee and in what capacity. Federal agencies have been in the limelight recently after national news outlets began taking notice of their actions in Portland, Oregon. I spoke with reporter Rebecca Ellis of Oregon Public Broadcasting Thursday. She was on the ground Wednesday evening amidst the protest in Portland and describes a particularly surreal scene involving the mayor of Portland, Ted Wheeler.
He went over to the federal courthouse where federal officers are inside guarding it. People will sort of go and throw things at the courthouse, and you don't quite know what's going to set the federal officers off. So I'm not sure what set them off, but by the time the mayor started going over there, something had set them off, and there was a ton of tear gas, CS gas, flashbangs. It was like it's been every night, but this time the mayor was front and center.
After getting tear gassed twice by the federal agents, Ellis says the mayor of Portland has denounced their actions as an egregious overreaction.
They will say any chance they get, they want these federal officers out, and they will also tell you we're powerless, basically. I don't know that they'd use the word powerless, but they have no control. I know the mayor has said he's asked the city attorney to look into what, if anything, they can do to try and get these federal officers out of the city. There's work, I think, at the state level, and there's some lawsuits going. People are angry they're here. They want them out. I don't know that there's concrete steps that anyone knows that they can take to get them out.
Ellis says that authorities responding with similar crowd control tactics are what residents have been seeing for the past month and a half by Portland local police. But violence has escalated in the past couple of weeks with the presence of federal agents.
Yes, it was around July 4th, and we're all like, wait, why are federal officers here? And then it was once stories broke that they had shot a protester holding a boombox or a speaker in the head with a less lethal munition, and he had to get facial reconstruction surgery. And then, of course, the story about federal officers taking people off the streets and basically placing them in cars and asking them questions and dropping them off somewhere else. And that's when the nation sort of caught on to the presence of federal officers here. But that had been happening for at least 2 weeks.
Again, it is unclear in what capacity federal agents will be coming to Milwaukee and when. But in response to the announcement, the Wisconsin ACLU has issued a statement decrying the decision to send agents to Milwaukee, saying the city does not need a repeat of the failed approach in Portland. Angelina Mosier Salazar, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.